This podcast is a member of the Oomph Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may oomph.
Witches, and I am Tina Wells with my amazing co-host. Hello, Amanda calling.
Hi, this is Amanda calling, and today's topic is diversion construct, and we will be joined by the Beaver Maxes. Let me introduce you, none other than Angelique Kang and Vince Rilon.
Hi everyone, good afternoon.
Hi,
hello Angelique. Everyone. Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat.
Hello.
Hi, Vince.
Hello po, Ms. Tina and Ms. Amanda. Hello po.
Ang topic natin today is diversion construct. So, Tina, you have any questions about virginity?
Yeah, actually, sige, let's talk about it this way. Like us, the both of us, like when we were both virgins, Amanda, well, I'm still a virgin, actually. When we were like both, let's put ourselves in dun sa past. When we were like, ikaw, no, ikaw, virgin ka pa. What's your mindset about virginity? Like, how do you wrap around your head about it? Did you lose it? Like, di ba, ano ka rin, late bloomer ka rin like me? Pero before giving it away, like, parang ano yung mindset mo about virginity?
I thought I was just gonna lose my virginity pag nag-asawa na ako. Parang I used to, syempre, nung bata ako, parang I used to, parang na-program ako ng society na yung worth ko as a woman, worth ko as a wife material, naka-attach to virginity ko. So I felt like pag hindi na ako virgin, hindi na ako worthy maging asawa, hindi na ako worthy mag-asawa. Parang ganun, parang wala na akong worth as a woman. Ganun yung belief na pinabelieve sa akin ng society ko nung panahon ko. How about you guys? I feel like a lot of things have changed. Sobrang mas open-minded na yung mga tao ngayon, yung mga kabataan ngayon, they do what they wanna do. Even yung mga stars, they do what they wanna do. And naging open-minded na. Diba, nung mga bata pa ako, even yung mga retoke, kinakahiya pag retokada. Ngayon, people are vlogging about their nose jobs. So, a lot of things have changed. So, what about you guys? Anong experience nyo and thoughts or opinions on virginity?
Actually, ako, syempre ganun din, parang sarap ng ganun, yung virginity mo, din mo may bibigay sa tamang tao, pero parang nakapakalabo ng ganun. Kasi ngayon, ako, aminin ko, no, di ba? Kahit na pangarap ko yung dati, kaya lang, sa kapusukan ng kabataan, lalo na pag nakaroon ng mga papi-papi, lahat doon na nagsisimula yun, or either na, after sa mga lalaki, para sa akin, pag natuliin, alam mo, exciting kung ano yung tsura, kung ano feeling, pag ginamit yung virginity, first virginity ng lalaki, di ba?
Yes. How about you, Angelie? Like, what's your take in virginity?
Yes, ganun din po na parang sobrang pinakita sa atin ng society na sobrang tabu niya na kailangan maging virgin ka or bibigay mo lang siya pag nagkaroon ka ng asawa. But right now, nung medyo modern na, naisip ko na masyado sa atin tinago yung about sexual life and being a virgin, na ang daming mga kabataan ngayon na sa sobrang curious about that, maraming maaga na pupuntis. And gusto ko, hoping na isa tayo sana na one day maging aware, maging open about sexual things, para kasi kahit na bumibili ka ng condom sa 7-Eleven or something na ganun, pinagtatawanan ka ng mga tao. Diba? Pinatitingnan ka.
And you're right, everything that you said is like 100%. That's what it's, ano, parang it's called social construct. So everyone around us are like programmed that sex is shameful, sex is bad, sex is wrong. So like, when it, yung virginity, my take is virginity is parang there's a lot of ways to have sex. It's not penis and vagina only. It doesn't mean na you didn't use your penis to go in a vagina. It doesn't mean na parang hindi ka na virgin. So there's a lot of ways to have sex. And it doesn't mean na parang ginawa mo yung bagay na yun, virgin ka pa or hindi. And also, like virginity, di ba sa society natin, sinabi na if your hymen is intact, you're virgin. No, that's a 100% myth. It doesn't really work that way because your hymen can be like stretched and can be ruined by just riding a bike, just putting on a tampon, or like just having a little pressure. So it doesn't mean intact yung hymen mo, you're still a virgin. Because some people who have sex, intact yung hymen nila. Like for example, virgins, lesbians. They have sex, pero intact yung hymen nila because they have sex with another woman. Let's say gay guys, they have sex. That's another form of sex. Pero it doesn't mean that like parang pussy lang yung ginamit mo and penis lang yung ginamit mo. It's ano na, parang mawawala na yung virginity mo doon. So there's actually a lot of things to cover with this social construct about virginity. But if you think about it and if you dig around it, kung paano ginawa ng government, ng religion, kung paano nila pinogram how you should like hold on to your virginity and shame everyone who has sex, it's actually wrong. And it's actually amazing how people are more woke and open about it, like you guys, na alam nyo kung ano yung nangyayari ngayon sa paligid nyo at saka kung ano yung sinasabi nyo. So that's actually good. So ngayon, my next question is, do you believe that virginity is important?
Sa akin, hindi importante kung ikaw o hindi. Parang hindi kailangan. Kasi kung mahal mo talaga siya, hindi mo para tignan yung ganung bagay sa tao. Kasi, porkit ba hindi na virgin eh, ano? Parang more an attitude siguro, pag-uugali, ay titignan ko sa, yeah, para sa akin pag-uugali. Hindi ko titignan yung attitude, yeah, personality. Second option yung look na lang niya, kasi hindi naman din importante sa akin kung maganda o pangit. Kasi, ano yung maganda kung lolokohin ka rin naman, di ba? Kasi virginity, di ba? Parang same lang, ganun eh, di ba?
Kahit pangit, pero loyal sa'yo?
Kahit di siya virgin. Oo.
Uso pa ba ngayon na pag-ask na, are you still a virgin? Uso pa ba yung ngayon?
Nakaka-offend pag tinanong mo sa'yo. Di ba?
Ano, there's a difference between virginity and having a broken hymen. Kasi virgin, parang pag ang considered na hindi ka na virgin, pag nagkaroon ng penetration ng penis sa vagina. So, pwede kang hindi ka na virgin, kunyari, na-penetrate ka ng dick na maliit. Intact pa rin yung hymen mo, pero hindi ka na virgin. Mentally, hindi ka na virgin. Pero, o kaya kung sobrang stretchable ng hymen mo, pwedeng hindi ma-break yun eh, kahit big pa yung dick nung naka-sex mo. So, may hymen ka pa rin, pero hindi ka na virgin. Pwede rin naman, nag-bike ka, katulad ng sabi ni Tina, nag-bike ka, tapos nasira yung hymen, pero virgin ka pa rin. Nasira lang yung hymen mo, pero virgin ka pa rin kasi wala pang naka-penetrate na dick sa'yo.
Pero now, like in our modern society now, if your hymen is intact or not, it doesn't matter. They don't connect it to virginity anymore because science is much more evolved now and people are more learning about it and more learning about, like, more open about sex and how it works and alam mo yon, stuff like that. So now the new studies are saying even if your hymen is ruined or not, if you had sex or what, then you're not a virgin. That's it.
Anong mas preferred nyo? Have sexual experience with a virgin or hindi virgin?
That's a good question. Ikaw muna.
Both. Both, why not?
Na-experience mo na ba sa hindi virgin? Na
ikaw yung hindi virgin?
Na-experience mo na ba na ikaw yung hindi virgin, siya virgin pa siya?
Actually, nung virgin pa si, may isang basketball player, si Webb. Si Webb yun? Webb. Yung apo ni Freddy Webb. Na-meet ko siya sa Boracay nung virgin pa siya eh. Tapos so, dinidiskartehan niya ako. So, I could have, you know? I could have taken his virginity. Pero na-guilty ako kasi I felt like, I think 16 siya at the time. Sabi niya sa akin, 16 siya, virgin pa siya, tapos crush-crush niya ako. So, nasa Boracay kami. Parang sa isip ko, i-take ko kaya yung virginity nito. Pero parang na-guilty ako. I felt like he had to lose it with the right woman. Someone na may connection talaga sila. Hindi yung nag-ego lang na
How old is he?
Huh?
How old was he that time?
He was 16. He was 16 at the time. I met him in Boracay. Kasama niya yung buong family niya. Ganon. So yeah, I did not. I could have, but I did not.
Yeah.
I did. It wasn't because I wanted to share a special sexual moment with him. It was because nag-ego trip ako. So
yeah,
I did
not. Yeah, yeah, true.
Nag-ego ko doon. Sabi ko, don't. How about you guys?
How about you, Angeline?
Ako po. Ikaw, Angeline.
Yeah.
Sa akin po, any as long as may connections. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter then if virgins yung gano'n or hindi?
Turuan ko na lang siya.
Yeah?
Like that.
How about you, Vince?
Ako, yung ano, syempre gusto ko yung ano, hindi na virgin. Para may matutunan ako sa kanya. Exciting sa ganun, di ba?
Alam niyo ba na maraming tao or maraming, based on my experience ha, maraming ong guy friends na takot sila, or not takot, but they're not really eager to date or to have sex with someone na virgin. Parang with Amanda kanina, parang it's kind of like off if you're gonna take that person's virginity if hindi ikaw yung right person. So maraming guys na they prefer girls with experience. Kasi somehow, they don't wanna have that guilt if they're not serious about the girl. And second, they don't wanna waste whatever, like, parang experience is much better for them. Parang ganon. So is that true, Vince?
Yes, ganon din ako.
Okay, do you think like in our society, mas binibigyan ng pressure yung mga babae to hold on into their virginity? And why do you think that happens? Ikaw, Amanda, si tingin mo ba may mas pressure sa atin to keep our virginity?
I think in the past, meron. In the past, nung prior to the advent of the internet. Pero ngayon with the internet, parang kasi in the past, mas naririnig lang yung point of view ng mga people trying to control the society. But with the internet, with the advent of the internet, naririnig na yung truth ng mga tao, yung totoong pananaw ng mga tao. And sa internet, pinapahayag ng mga tao yung totoong pananaw nila. They don't care about virginity. You know, they care more about how good is the quality of their relationship with the person, how good is the connection, what's the quality of the connection, the relating to each other, the respect, the mutual respect, the trust, diba? Lahat yan, hindi yan nakadepende sa virginity ng tao. So I think in the past, may ganong pressure na i-attach mo yung self-worth mo sa virginity mo. Pero I feel like ngayon, it's not, hindi na ganun.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, between like, you know, comparing men and women, the pressure of society is always like dun sa babae before. Because how? Like, for example, wait until you're married, like your religion is like telling you to like hold it in, and it's very shameful if you're gonna lose it na hindi ka married and stuff like that. What else? Like parang you're a dirty person if you lose your virginity to just like someone else and you don't end up with that person. So mas maraming ganun construct before, diba, sa babae. Pero yes, now like it's a very different time right now, and I'm actually so grateful na we're living in this moment kasi we're very sexual people, and sex is not bad. It's an experience. It's pleasure. It's something that people would enjoy if they do it right. So putting pressure like in men and women just because to hold on to their virginity is actually kind of like, yeah, it's a perfect social construct for everyone.
May theory ako kung sino nagpauso ng dapat virgin ka pag babae ka para high value mo sa market. Ang nagpauso noon, mga lalaking insecure na maliit yung dick. Kasi gusto nila, dahil maliit dick nila, gusto nila pag naging girlfriend ka nila or asawa ka nila, hindi ka pa nakatikim ng bigger dicks than them. Yun yung theory ko lang. I could be wrong.
Oo, di ba? Tama naman. Tama naman.
Theory na yun.
Yung parang gusto nila ako makauna sa'yo.
Oo, kasi maliit yung dick nila. Ayaw nila may mas malaking dick na nakita yung girl nila. Ano palagay niyo? Anong theory niyo? Ba't pinauso yun? Sino man nagpauso?
I think for me, it's religion. Talagang sobra nilang inaano about dignity and anything. Up until now, every time na nagpo-post ako about my movie or mga post na mga sexy, ang dami pa rin mga nag-comments na bata-bata mo pa, nagpapakita ka na ng susuring, ganyan, na parang sobrang nagdidiri sila sa akin. But there's also other comments na hindi niyo alam yung pinagdadaanan ng buhay niya or ginagawa niya na maayos yung work niya ay yung hinahanap sa kanya kaya yung ginagawa. So, nagkakarumble-rumble yung mga comments ng mga tao. And, but I'm grateful na ang daming mga supporters, mga lumalaban sa hindi na puro katulad ng unang panahon na sobrang
judgmental.
Yes, yung lola ko daw natulog lang with guy.
It's your body, that you own yourself, you can do whatever you want with yourself. Okay, so like let them just like watch you do you, diba?
Pag may mga dinedate kayo, okay lang sa inyo panoorin nila yung mga movies and sexy scenes nyo?
Yes,
okay lang po.
Wala
pa akong dinedate eh.
Ha?
Wala pa rin. But kung sakali man, in the near future, gusto ko ipakita sa kanila, i-open up kung sino talaga ako. And for me, mga sexy scenes is an art.
Yes. That, sobrang respect kita dyan, Anjali, because one, that's honesty, and two, that's courage, you know, to courage to own who you are and not be ashamed of who you are. Diba? And
I feel like
hindi mag-work yung relationship kung walang radical honesty. Alam mo yun, yung lagi kayong may tinatago sa isa. I don't think it's gonna work long term. So yeah, actually, parang iniisip ko na nga rin, gusto ko na rin ma-immortalize yung katawan ko sa movie.
Alam mo, my next question is connected to what you guys are like talking about. Because all of you guys are not dating, di ba? So okay, sige, let's imagine that the three of you, Amanda, and Anjali, and Vince, let's say you guys are dating new people. When do you think is like the right time to have sex with that person? Starting with you, Amanda.
Whenever you feel like it. Ako, I'm an advocate for radical self-honesty. So, pag radically self-honest ka, pag na-feel mong gusto mong i-fuck you to have sex, share sexual energy with the person, do it. Why not? Okay. One, it's not illegal. Two, it's not criminal. Three, wala kang sinasaktan na tao. Four, you're being honest with yourself. Minamahal mo yung sarili mo, pinagbibigyan mo yung gusto ng katawan mo, ng utak mo, ng puso mo. Diba? So whenever you feel like it, whenever you feel like it's gonna feel good, it's gonna feel mutually respectful, you know, whenever you want it and need it. How about you guys?
Same. How about you, Anjali? Wala naman
malit, walang tama. For me, siguro after na maging kami.
Okay, I like that. You know, I was like that, like you, Anjali, before. Whenever I date someone, I wait for us na maging kami muna, then I have sex with that person. But right now, same as with Amanda, like, if I feel like it and I feel it's the right moment, I'll go for it. Kasi parang, why not? If it, sex is not actually yung ingredient para mag-work yung relationship or not. Like, it's just like a tool to, like, you know, explore other stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are dating, if they're dating someone, and may mga magpapas na days and weeks, and they don't, like, walang sexual encounter with the both people, nawawala ng gana yung isa. Kasi they would feel na parang, you're not interested with me, like, you're, or maybe I don't, like, you know, arouse you or something like that. May mga ganong tao. If you let few days pass or few dates pass and wala man lang landian, walang flirty, medyo nawawalan sila ng gana. So yeah, like, with me, I would have sex with that person if I feel horny for him and if I'm attracted. I don't care.
Yeah, kasi ako din, tinry ko na rin before yung 3 dates rule, before mag-sex. Waste of time. Pag after 3 dates, tapos mag-sex kayo, wala naman palang...
Wala na yung excitement.
Walang sexual chemistry. Ayaw mo naman pala siyang karelasyon. Nag-waste ka. 3 dates, 3 gabi pa makeup-makeup pa ako, napagod pa yung pa ako sa heels. So, magkaalaman na agad, di ba? How about Vince? Anong palagay mo dyan? When do you think is the siyempre, right time?
Ako kasi para sa akin, minsan nga, di ba, nagtitikim yan muna bago maging sila eh, di ba? Minsan yeah, din, ako lalaki, aminin ko yun. Mas gusto ko muna.
May mga momot, hawak-hawak.
Di ba kasi ganyan? Minsan during sex, dun mo mapifeel kung may nararamdaman ka sa heart mo ng connection with the person or not eh, di ba? So kung wala, ba't mo manliligaw ng 3 dates or magpapaligaw ng 3 dates, di ba? Waste of time for both of you, in my opinion.
Okay, next question naman. Like, what age should sex education be taught? Like, especially here in, what's your opinion? Especially here in our country na conservative, yung country natin. Like, what age should it start? Ikaw muna, Angelie.
Siguro 12 years old yung mga times
so na nagkakaroon ng period
ng mga girls.
Okay. So, kasi mas mapipick up nila yung understanding. How about you, Vince?
My first year high school, yung natulian ako, mga 14.
14. So, teenager. Amanda?
Ako mga 6 or 7 years old. Kasi para start pa yun ng cognitive development years nila, mas may instill sa utak nila yon. And pangalawa, 10 years old, 9 years old, nireregla na yung mga kabataan na yon. So, way before sila maging maging active yung reproductive system nila, way years before sila maging possible mabuntis at makabuntis, for me, mas maigi na equip na sila with sexual education ng maaga pa lang. Kasi sa countries like Switzerland, may nagsabi sa akin dati, paki-google nyo, hindi ko super sure, may nagsabi lang sa akin, na taga-Switzerland, kahit kinder daw, tinuturuan na ng sexual education sa school. And look kung anong resulta sa kanila. Ang baba ng teenage pregnancy nila, ang baba ng unwanted pregnancy nila. Kasi bata pa lang, during the cognitive years pa lang, tinuturo na yung sexual education. Like, walang shame around it, you know? And when you're truly sexually educated, you'll not have shame or guilt around sex. You know, that's true sexual education.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ako, same. Teach kids at a very young age, it's okay. And you know what? I just want to be clear, no? When it say sex education, you're not teaching them to have sex and put their penis inside a pussy. You're teaching them everything. How their body reacts to it, anong use ng body nila, what is this, what is that, how it works. It's like that. You're not showing kids porn. It doesn't work that way. It's education for a reason. So yeah, like parang little by little, introduce things like this to them so they're not super shocked or confused when they get to an age na hindi nila alam why they feel a certain way, hindi nila alam how to use their organs and stuff like that. So yeah, like, let's be more open and accepting with all of this education, right?
Yeah. And plus with mga sexual predators right now, mabuti na bata pa lang yung bata, equipped na siya to protect their sexuality. Kasi may mga bata hindi nila alam masama pala or malisyoso pala pag hinawakan sila sa mga private parts nila. Dahil bata sila, akala nila okay lang yun, it feels good, so akala nila okay lang yun. And then lalaki sila, malalaman nila bad yun. So magkakaroon sila ng guilt around it, guilt and shame around it. So kung bata pa lang sila, alam na nila na it's not good, makakaset na agad sila ng sexual boundaries, bata pa lang sila. Mas makakaiwas sila sa mga sexual predators.
Yeah, true. And yeah, going back to virginity, you know, yeah, like protect your virginity as long as like you want, and also like it's not actually reason to be shame if you're still a virgin. It's not a reason to be not ashamed if you're not a virgin. So parang tayo lang mga tao naglalagay ng meaning to it. So if you wanna hold into it, go for it and wait for the right person. If you wanna like experience it in the right way, just do it right. Just learn and know the things that you need to know if you're gonna go through this rabbit hole of virginity and stuff, right? So yeah, like with your Virgin Forest movie, I wanna see this movie so I would know actually kung ano ba talagang, sino ba talagang virgin dito, yung Forest ba o si Angeline? Di ko alam. Okay, so guys, invite us.
Hi everyone, this is Angie Kang and I'm inviting you all to please watch Virgin Forest streaming now worldwide. Viva Max, it's directed by Derek Brillante Mendoza and starring Vince Rillon, Rob Ginto, Kat Tovey, Sid Lucero, and your only Angie.
Hello po, I'm Vince Rillon. Inimbitahan ko po kayo. Virgin Forest on Viva Max, directed by Brillante Mendoza.
Okay, before we wrap this up, may question pa akong hindi pa nasasagot. May sex scene kayong dalawa dito?
Wala po.
Wala. Sinong favorite niyong ka-sex scene partner sa movie na to? And why?
Dito? Parang ano eh, kasi po...
Isang tao lang po yung ka-sex scene ko sa movie na to, but it's not about passionate sex, it's about abuse sex. Kaya hindi ko siya magiging favorite. And sa lahat ng movies, I think halos lahat din ng ka-sex ko doon, mga ano din. Pero yung sa Eva, yun lang yung about sex na masarap. Siguro yung nakapartner ko, si Marco Gomez.
How about Vince?
Ako din po, same lang kami ni Angel Gang na isa lang din yung naging ka-sex scene ko dito sa Virgin Forest. We just nabaliw pa nga eh. Diba? Ayun. And then, yung siguro sa series ko, yung L. Yung series ko na ginawa kasi lima yung naging ka-sex scene ko doon. So, yun. And then yung mas... And then yung pinakamakaw na...
Sino favorite mo? Sino ka-favorite mong ka-sexy scene?
Lahat sila nila kasi kanya-kanya silang kwento. Alam mo yun? Limang babae? Hindi.
Sino yung fantasy ka-sex scene nyo? Kahit international actors. Ako si Johnny Depp siguro.
Oh, Angelina Jane. Mga ganyan.
Sino?
Ganda yung nasa isip ko.
Sino?
Johnny Depp.
Ah. Kahit
na anong age
ang hot niya pa rin. Johnny Depp, tsaka Channing Tatum sa akin, tsaka Jason Momoa, tsaka Chris Hemsworth. Ikaw, Vin, Tina.
Ako? Kung sino may gusto.
Easy this guy.
Kasi baka mamaya kasi gusto ko siya sa hindi niya wala ako gusto, di ba? Sino okay, na lang. Open up. Open lang.
Okay.
Ikaw, Tina, sino?
Ngayon, si Robert Downey Jr.
Ah, consistent ah.
Siya yung favor ko ngayon. So siya.
Okay, may isang tanong. Pagka presidente kayo ng buong mundo, ano yung rule na gagawin nyo about virginity?
Ano, gagawin ko yung rules ng ano, parang dun sa may galing ako ng Amsterdam. Alam mo yun, talagang dead ma sila sa mga ganyan. Dead ma sila kasi lumabi ako din sa parang tatag ng red lights nila. So hindi issue sa kanila yung mga ganun. Oo, hindi issue sa kanila yung ganun. Parang ganun yung gusto kong mangyari.
And nakakatuwa din, add ko din sa sinabi ni Vince, na nung nalaman ko may isang street na punong-puno ng mga red lights, mga proxy or kung saan ka pwedeng gumamit ng mga illegal
sex toys.
Yes, sobrang na-amaze ako sa point of view nila about it, na masyado natin inaano yung mga tao, masyado natin ini-enclose na pinanganak tayo to have freedom but have our limits.
I love that.
Yeah, how about Tina?
Ako, more education for this open to make everybody like at least a little bit more woke and mas kasi if people are more woke and more accepting about things like same lang din tayo lahat ng ano ng opinion, it's more on acceptance and understanding. Just because you don't know something, it means it's wrong. like Netherlands, they're very open, they're very accepting, and they try to understand each and everything, like sex. Kaya nga Netherlands, ang pinaka halos walang kriminal. At ang mga criminals nila galing pa sa ibang country, hindi local from them. Kasi andun na lahat eh, open lahat eh. So yung mga tao, like, whatever, nandiyan lang naman yan eh. So hindi sila eager to, you know, to do illegal stuff. So that's the difference. Be open, be more accepting, and parang let's reduce programming people so we can control them. Yun lang naman yun eh. Yeah. So that's it.
Pag president ako ng world, ang magiging advocacy ko, self-love and do things that makes you happy. Do things that make you happy regardless of anong iisipin ng mga tao. As long as within the bounds of responsibility, not reckless naman. Doesn't harm yourself, doesn't harm other people. And ang next na question ko, Anjali and Vince, gaano kalapit yung role nyo dyan sa Virgin Forest sa totoong pagkatao nyo sa totoong buhay?
Malayo yung pagkatao ko dito sa Virgin Forest. Kasi hindi naman ako laking virgin, hindi naman ako laking fest. Sabi ko sa dyan, ano eh, tour guide, di ba? Hindi naman ako laki dyan, so yun.
For me, sobrang layo kasi si Angela dito sa movie na to is ina-abuse siya sexually and lumaki sila sa sobrang hirap ng buhay na wala ng pagkain kaya pinenta siya ng lola. And I hope na walang makaranas na itong buhay ni Angela.
Ay, ang fun din.
Very interesting movie.
For me, ang fun din talaga maging actress kasi parang you get to experience different realities through acting, di ba? You get to, it for me, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yung mga hindi po namin na-experience namin dyan sa pag-aarte namin. Yan po. Nababago namin yung ano namin.
And you guys are doing a great job. Such a great job portraying all these characters. Ang galing. And you guys are so brave. So kudos to the both of you for doing that. Your arts and your crafts is like amazing.
Okay, so totoo na to. Let's wrap this up. Thank you, Anjali. Thank you, Vince.
Thank you so much, everyone,
for listening to our podcast. Our podcast is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And please follow our social media accounts. Tina, would you like to tell them our social media accounts?
Yes, our social media accounts, b.witchesph, that's Instagram, bwitchesph on TikTok, b.witchesph on Instagram. So yeah, thank you, guys. Virgin Forest, watch it. It's an interesting movie. And thank you guys for listening to Be Witches. We are your modern artists. We're here to enlighten you with the stuff that you think is not existing. And accept your sexuality, okay? So we are Be Witches, and I'm Tina Wells.
This is Amanda Colling.